And on the non-cyclone front, and just to lighten the mood before the 6 o'clock news, we do like to go down a rabbit hole on Drive, and sometimes we go down the toilet.
But let me give this warning to...
Well, humanure is basically composted human waste. So it's your wee and your poo mixed together in compost. So in my house, I have a compost toilet that doesn't require any water, that no chemicals. It's just composted wee and poo together.
That was permaculture expert Morag Gamble on yesterday's Drive Show telling me more about humanure. Humanure, that's what it's called. And as simple as it sounds, she says it makes for an excellent fertiliser. And you're about to meet a humanure missionary of a different kind. Kim Williams is part of an art collective of sorts down south that spearheaded a project called Pootopia, with a goal of taking the taboo away from poo and encouraging more Australians to look at their waste as a resource. And in these, well, fertiliser shortage times, maybe it's something that we need to be considering more in Australia. Kim joins us live on Drive this evening. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Nice to hear from you.
Now, what on earth is Pootopia?
Pootopia is actually an art project. It's a collaboration between myself and Lucas Eileen. And we are an art project, but we're also a community engagement project. We're an environmental campaign. We're also a research project. We've been, since we sort of started seriously looking at the benefits of humanure to society and the environment, we've been sort of talking with microbiologists and engineers and economists about all of the challenges that we'd face in, you know, using composting toilets broad scale across Australia. That's our ideal, and our job as artists is to create fun and engaging ways to talk to people about composting human waste.
How do people usually react when they realise their festival experience includes a composting bucket?
Well, our first experience was at a big music festival in Wollongong, and we created a bespoke composting toilet called VI Poo, and it was right opposite this huge bank of portaloos. And now I think most of us have used portaloos before when we've gone to a big event, and we know that as the day rolls on or the night rolls on, that portaloos become quite disgusting. And our composting toilet was a very beautiful thing. We crafted it very carefully. We sort of built it. And we had a salon area made of hay bales, and we had concierges. So we made it this, we called it VI Poo because we made it a very special experience for users. So they would come and use the toilet. They would be let into the toilet by a concierge. And when they came out of the toilet after using it, we paid them in shitcoin, which they could then exchange for some festival merch or a fresh piece of fruit or other, you know, bits of merch that we'd come up with. And so once people cottoned on to the fact that, wow, a composting toilet. Oh, yes, my uncle has a farm up in northern New South Wales and he has a composting toilet. Or composting toilets, I've never heard of them. Isn't it going to be disgusting? Don't they stink? And then they would realise that, no, when composting toilet is done properly and you add carbon to nitrogen, as in, say, wood shavings or sawdust to your poo and wee, the smell, there is no smell. And so they'd come out of the toilet going, that's amazing, it doesn't smell at all. And so as the festival went on, more and more people realised that they could just leave aside the portaloos and come to this lovely experience of a composting toilet where they got to sit down and chat with us afterwards. So the composting toilet was sort of like a lure to people so that we could talk about this as a sort of society.
Hearing from artist Kim Williams. We've only got a couple of minutes to news, Kim, but a final question. What is it about humanure that you and the Pootopia team think is important enough to raise the profile of?
Well, you know, if you think about sewage as valuable resources, poo and wee mixed with fresh drinking water into a toxic sludge and then eventually flushed out to the sea or into other waterways, it seems like an enormous waste. Whereas we think of we think of human manure as a resource that can then be fed back into the agricultural sector, which is already happening in Australia, in the US, in the UK, in Canada, in France, in Haiti, in Kenya. It's already happening. It's just not widely known about. And it's beautiful, beautiful, healthy soil when it's treated properly and broken down properly. So we think it's a very important part of our environmental future.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Adam.
That's Pootopia artist Kim Williams. Thank you. And we needed that, didn't we? We've been having to focus on the weather and other things this afternoon, including the fuel crisis. So it's nice to get a little bit of light and interesting relief on the radio.